Hi, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily today. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And if you're between the ages of 18 and 30, or have someone in your home who is, we have a special event coming up just for you. On Sunday, September 11th, this Sunday, LDS leader Elder Quinton L. Cook, an apostle in the Quorum of the Twelve, will address you and others like you around the world, live at 6 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time. And we have one of the producers for that event, Heidi Camacho, here with us today to talk about working on this wonderful worldwide project. Thanks for being here, Heidi.
Of course. I'm really excited to be here.
So the intended audience is 18 to 30-year-olds. And typically, people in that age group are starting a new school year and starting a new job or something. Why do you think the timing of this broadcast is so important for them?
Well, I myself am in that demographic, and I'm a young adult. And this is not just for young single adults. It's for married couples, too. But things can get a little hectic. I know that I myself, when I went to college, it was just really stressful, and you kind of are just so worried about things that are going to start unfolding for that school year. And this is just one of those ways that, the general authorities have to reach out to us to really just try to motivate us and help us understand that they have all of these things going on. But the reality is that they want us to know that they are there to back us up with any stresses that we may feel as millennials or anything, whether it's school or work or family situations. This is a message for us.
Yeah, and it's nice to get that little pick-me-up of inspiration before general conference starts. And like you said, right as you're starting school, but you're also sort of on this brink, especially if you're single, this brink of making a lot of really life-changing decisions.
Absolutely.
You know, especially in the near future. So it's nice to know that an apostle is getting revelation for this group and can help inspire you and give you hope during that time of life. And you've been working closely with Elder Cook to prepare for this event. Can you tell us how he's feeling and maybe a sneak peek into what he's going to be talking about?
We have the privilege of sitting down with them and getting more or less an idea of what they're preparing, what theme they're trying to focus on. And that's a couple of months in advance. And we did that with Elder Cook. And he said that he was so excited for this opportunity. And he was wondering, like, what millennials, like, what was going on in their mind that he could focus on and just help lift them. Working with him, you and just with all of these general authorities that speak at these devotionals, you realize how much love they have for our age group, how much concern they have to tailor their message to our needs. And he's just overly excited. He wants to be able to teach us, lift us, and strengthen us, because he realizes that for millennials, there's a lot of opposition, especially now. So
definitely. And what, can you give us a little sneak peek into what topics he's going to cover, the theme he's going to talk about?
I don't want to give it all away.
Yeah.
but he actually going to be doing this not in Utah.
Okay.
And
okay.
So one of the things that he's going to focus on is how millennials are facing very specific physical challenges, spiritual challenges, and he's going to help us and give us his advice as to how we can deal with those kind of situations.
Mm.
Who better than an apostle of Jesus Christ to tell us how to resolve those issues? I know that the scriptures are pretty good at telling us what to do, but I guess that these opportunities at the devotionals are a little bit more direct. And so, yeah, Elder Cook is going to focus on that, focus on exactly what we need.
Yeah, it's a little more modern and more, like you said, tailored to the specific things that we deal with every day. So you mentioned it's not going to be broadcast in Utah. Where will it be broadcast from?
So once a year, the devotional is actually broadcast from a remote location. And this year it's in Washington, D.C., 2016, which is 15 years after the Twin Towers attacks. He's going to talk a little bit about how things in the latter days, events like that are happening in the latter days. And he's going to use it as an analogy for all of the other physical and spiritual dangers that millennials face.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be great.
Elder Cook is... he's all about analogies and using examples, because he really wants millennials to feel and understand that, I guess, spiritual dangers are as grave as physical dangers.
Typically, how many people tune into these worldwide devotionals?
A couple hundred thousand viewers.
Wow.
And we actually have trended nationally.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're wanting to tune in, we welcome you to use the hashtag LDS Devo. It's broadcast and distributed in 42 languages, including ASL.
Right. Yeah. And how many countries is it broadcast to?
All over the world.
All over the world.
All over the world.
Okay, so if you're listening, you have no excuse not to tune in. It's not going to be a language barrier issue. It's not going to be a location issue. If you have an internet connection, definitely tune in Sunday, September 11th at 6 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time. Now, as you've worked closely with a lot of LDS leadership, a lot of church leaders on several different broadcasts and projects, how has your testimony been affected?
You know, I look back in hindsight and I think of all of the apostles and their wives and the love that they put into their writing. One thing is to hear about general authorities and their love for us. And, you know, many of us pray for them or include them in our prayers and ask Heavenly Father to bless them and what they do. But to be able to meet with them and to see the amount of concern and diligence, fasting and sacrifice that they put into what they do and into their preparation, it just solidifies everything that I've ever felt about the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm one of those people that I'm very like, you know, I'm just like any other millennial. Like you have your days where you're like, it's just like a roller coaster, you know, and you just have to mm-hmm. do the things that you learn in primary and to continually strengthen that. But to be able to work with them is just a solidifier of everything that you learn and that you would hope that a general authority was like and hope that they felt for you as an individual.
Mm-hmm.
I'm able to see that. And it's such a great privilege to be able to just mingle with them.
Well, it's definitely comforting to know that we're in good hands, that the church is Christ's church, but he's picked some very worthy, very capable men and women to lead us, especially with all the chaos going on in the world right now. So thank you so much, Heidi, for being here with us today. Reminding you again to tune in for this upcoming devotional this Sunday, 6 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time. And for more information, you can visit devotionals.lds.org to prepare your home or your church building or your area for this great broadcast event. And also, remember to tweet or post on social media with the hashtag LDSDevo if you'd like to share your thoughts while you're watching. And we're going to end our episode today with a quote. And I love that invitation. It says, "Come listen to a prophet's voice and hear the word of God." And I know that if you prayerfully prepare and tune in on Sunday to watch Elder Cook's worldwide devotional, then you too can be uplifted and have questions of your soul answered. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.